Always gives me a old Charlie Ray Matthew. This is from 5 Bravo. Good evening, this is N3SBP. Good evening to all things over in, across the pond. Always gives me a old Charlie Ray Matthew. Clive, you never feel in South Wales. Fuck you.
Hi Clive, John, in Baltimore, Maryland. We talked before, and, I've forgotten where you said you were. My friends are in Lancaster and Pontypridd, but, so I get out there a reasonable amount. So, back to you.
Roger, I'm not joined yet. I was, talking to some of your friends, who came up from Cumbrian Club, and went out there and down at Lancaster for a drink. I think I spoke, I was speaking to you the other night. And, you like the steam locals, and, I was telling you that I was my trade, was a boilermaker, when the old, steam locals was in the, and the field. So back to you, John.
Yeah, I remember. I guess that's a question, maybe you saw, in the U.S., they have, tires on the wheels of the steam engines, and they put them around them to expand them, to take them off, and do the same to put the new ones on. I assume that's how the, locomotive wheels are done in the U.K., over.
Roger on that, John. The way we used to change them was to, rather than heat the tires off, because you had a tire and you had a wheel. And the way we used to get them off was to cut through the tire with oxyacetylene, but which you had to be very careful of, you know. Cut the tire off, as you can imagine, as you split through the tire, so it you get to the last, where the last millimeter is still and it's suffering, you know. That was the quickest and easiest way to do it. And once the tire is off, then you would have the new tire over the gas ring. Once the tire was warmed up over the gas ring, and you could try it then on the wheel itself, which would be cold. And then you just flip the tire on over the top of the truck. And I was changing the tires on a local wheel. Back to you, John.
Yeah, the reason I ask that is common practice, at least, and a lot of the railroads have a heavy grade, is to knock the brakes off of the engine, just let the train do it so they don't overheat the tires. But I'm not sure I saw that at the one steam railway that I volunteer at, so I'm wondering why they didn't do it. Obviously, they didn't have a problem. Over.
Possibly, you know, sometimes they go for ages, and you wouldn't need to change the tire. But as a matter of safety, I think each tire on each logo had a life recorded, and you had to change the tire no matter what, you know. I mean, I was in the field, so it was a matter of safety as well. So, we did have one loco throwing the train of golden liquid, and it did come off the rails. I'm not saying I was a tire swan, but it flooded into the offices, and unfortunately, yes, somebody was fatally injured. Like, back to you, John.
Yeah, Clive, I guess they didn't state it right. In ours, we knock it off because if you leave them on, they'll actually heat the tire up enough that it becomes loose, and they might question. I don't remember an easy way on British locos when you put the vacuum brakes on for the train, like a passenger train, an easy way to knock off the engine brake. I mean, there is a way, but it's not nearly as simple as it is in the U.S. with the air brakes, over.
He was only familiar with that. Unfortunately, I didn't, not long after I started my apprenticeship, I think it was about halfway through my apprenticeship when they changed from the steam to the diesels. We sent in our diesel locomotive. They were the ones most commonly used. And, it lost its charm. if that's the right word, John, back to you.
And understand, out of curiosity, once you heated it up on the gas ring, what did you use to get it up high enough to slide it onto the wheel? I mean, those things aren't light. The only reason, again, I ask is we had one that went out of position because the brakes were dragging, so we just put the gas ring around it, heated it up, and then pushed it back into the proper gauge, but I was curious, what did you use to lift them up?
Well, John, we used an overhead crane. Overhead crane with two posts going into the airspace and like that, and that was, I seen it's like clamped on there, you know, and as you clamp the, you bring the clamps down onto the tire, lift it up and just drop it down onto the crane. It was something that was made in the fabrication department, and something it seems we use, you know, and there was hardly any, no problems with it at all. Back to you, son.
Okay, I know what you did now. All right, that answered your question. All right, well, hopefully the weather's been good for you. If we have a nice spell right now, I think it's finally get back to normal temperatures, but it's been reasonably warm for this time of year. And after this weekend, in theory, they're going to change their local repeater so we can link and unlink the stuff. So who knows? If it's up and running tomorrow morning on my trip up to the railway, which will be quite early, I'll leave here about 5 in the morning my time, which would be 10 your time, I can link up to 5 Bravo on my way up there. Over.
Yeah, roger on that. Well, we had a fairly busy day. This morning we were at our new quality HQ up in Massachusetts. We've been decorating, you know, painting, doing some wall work, fitting new skirting bolts, as we call them, painting those, trying out two new antennas. The one is, the one we tried out with the antenna analyzer was the Comet HF vertical. That worked absolutely brilliant. We sorted the other one we had, which was an unknown VHF antenna, and that worked good as well. So we had some luck this morning, and we were quite happy with that. So they are all ready now for us to put into position, possibly use that one on HF on Tuesday evening, John. Back to you.
Well, very good. Hopefully, I've got to coordinate with my next door neighbor. If I can get his circuit breakers changed so my HF doesn't trip it, I should be on HF, and who knows, if I know when you guys are going to be on, once I get my system to the point I can use it, see if I can hear you guys. You do CW or voice or one of the digital modes, over.
Yeah, I probably use voice on HF. Some people use the most. Not many of us know it, I should add, but mostly voice. Voice seem to be taking over. This D-Star is absolutely brilliant. It enables us to get HF contacts with a minimum amount of effort and power, you know. Absolutely brilliant. We set it up a shack inside the hut. It's going to be a security based shack that we can set the radios up in, and this guy is going to be one of those, you know. So that's going to be all set up ready for us to walk in and use. Seems to be coming well. The next thing is that we're hoping that everything goes all right, and we can move into it full time well before Christmas, we hope. Back to you, John.
That sounds great, Clive. Yeah, I didn't have a lot of before I moved to this new house. I mostly did PSK. Didn't have a lot of luck voice, but PSK I did quite well with. Well, I gotta go down and get cleaned up before dinner. I've been out cutting trees down at the tram museum, and then I had to paint more in the basement to make it look a little bit better, so I think I'm about ready to go. But good to talk to you again. And it was interesting. If you send me an email, I'll send you pictures of what it looked like when we were changing or were adjusting that tire with our fire ring. It's a double ring, one with propane and one with compressed air, but it was quite interesting. Anyway, you have a great evening over there, Clive. 73.
Yes. Okay, Sean, thanks for your call. 2-0, Charlie Lima Juliet. Good week, we have played for no Sean.
1-0, KSP, and I'll kill.
This is N3SBP in Baltimore, Maryland. Good evening.
Good evening, station. Yeah, sorry, I didn't come back. I didn't get a call sign. I think your name was John there. Very good evening to you. Name is Terry, and the KDH is in Norfolk. From Golf Zero Lima, Golf 5-7.
Oh, very good. Name here is John, and the call sign's November 3, Sierra Bravo Papa, and just located north of Baltimore, Maryland, which is about 60 miles north of D.C. Over.
Yeah, fine there, John, G0OGF. Sorry, name is Terry, and the KDH is in England, Norfolk. Just trying your friend's hotspot there, and connected to 5 Bravo, so I had a bit of a problem putting the tones in. When I put the 6-digit tone in and do it that way, or D0052, he doesn't like it, but it's 5, D5 Bravo, it connects, so we have an issue there, but just wondering an easier way around there, John. Anyway, thanks for coming back to the call. November 3 should have Bravo, G0,
yeah. Yeah, I was having a problem with my hotspot. I put a new in. I couldn't do anything, do any linking or unlinking. Worked fine, but to the default reflector I had. So I downloaded the image again and rebounded it. I don't know, I must have done something different because it works now, so I guess I'll be happy with that. Over.
Okay, John, yeah, sort of trying to earn it. The local repeater here is at Norwich, and I'm on 18 mile. I can connect to that on UHF, but I've got a bit of problem with next TV on UHF breaking through with patents. So just to keep the peace on this hotspot, which is 5 miles away from me, just down the road. And I'm on VHF, hence UHF, and just running about 100 milliwatts, so have I caused trouble there with our TV now? There's something seriously wrong with our TV, hi. I'm running a handheld here, an E92 handheld from Icom, and just running 100 milliwatts. Just covering the end of the bungalow here, going through the hotspot, which is Mike Bravo 6 Delta Echo in East Durham, in Norfolk. November 3, Sugar Bravo Papa, G0LJ.
You're doing real well, Terry, getting into the hotspot, no sign of any dropout, so that'll make the 92 stay cool a bit longer than normal. Yeah, I have 91, and you have a QSL for any length of time, even at low power, it gets to the point you have to quit because it'll burn your hand. The new fraternity ones stay cool for quite a while. They must have done a really good job of improving the efficiency of the final and the transmitter section. Over.
They say nice rigs, John. They're good-looking rigs, and they, in respect to the screen, that's what I like about them. All that good this way, and I have to wear glasses at the best of times to see anything there. But no gripes about the E92, otherwise there's a fine radio in it about 2 or 3 years now. But I'm on the E92 and the other ones. If you key up on 5 parts, they don't like waffle mode or long overs. It goes beep, 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 and sort of doing enough shuts down half for power. Well, I only normally run on 2.5, so you know, when I get connected, when I have connected for a repeater, so I haven't had an issue with it getting too warm. And I found another thing is there, John, with these handhelds, if you put 12 volts on it with a charge, and it does get extra warm. So what I do, I've got a regulated power supply on it, so when the trickle charges the battery that's in the handheld, and when the battery is exhausted, the power supply takes over. So, I can transmit for a long, long time, and as long as I'm on low power, there's not an issue there, John. November 3, shoot up Bravo Papa, she tells you.
Okay, Tony, very good. I do long walks, and eventually we get hot. Anyway, Yeah, I don't think I've been up in your area all that much. Normally when I've been there, I've either been near Winchester or in London for meetings and out visiting friends who live just outside of Cardiff. And long ago I used to end up in Scotland because my girlfriend and her sister were up in that neck of the woods. And then in the 70s I did a fair amount of traveling around there, but it's been years. And I just don't do as much traveling. There are one or two spots, and that's where I end up most of the time. Anyway, it's been a nice day today. I was down at the Tram Museum doing some work, and then came back home and doing some work around the house and just getting some pictures heard over all the pictures I took back in the room with these. These were like 1968, scanning them and getting them into the computer. Quite interesting to go back that far and see all those pictures. Over to
Zero, yeah, it's good. They were here reminiscing some old times with the old pictures of what you've been up to and family, etc. It's all good fun. I've got a cheerful camera, but I do like taking pictures myself. I do like taking pictures. It's only a cheerful one, but it hasn't got bad lens in it. Anything long distance, of course, it won't bring it up too much. I don't go out too much. I haven't got cars at the moment, so I can't just take pictures. The WX hasn't been too bad. It's been overcast most of the day, and there was a little bit of rain. But failing that yesterday, and that was quite nice and warm. It was warm and sunny there yesterday, but lots of two day there, John. My friend's up smart. I'm going through it. It runs a wireless. Yeah, that's the trouble with the NOV over here. It can only allow it to run a wire. Shame really, because I could use his hotspot, when I take one and go in there and walk around with it, but I just can't get into it. I can just about hear it, but on the main area with John is not a problem. November 3, she will probably pop at your drones,
Terry, we're a little bit luckier over here. They don't have restrictions on power, so full power, whether it's the hotspot or you're live on radio. I keep mine pretty low, mainly because it's a ham rig, and they aren't really designed for continuous uplinks. When you hook them up with a hotspot, they can get pretty warm. So I got a fan on it, and that's what I've got, a little Yaesu mobile rig from Plot, but it's like maybe a watt or two at most. My problem is the terrain. I run out of line of sight before power, so you can see it, you're going along fine and you go over the one hill and you just watch the signal strength drop really quickly. So, anyway, I'm going to stay there. I don't do multitasking all that well, and I'm going to try to get some of these negatives transferred over and put names and dates on them. I was lucky in those days I kept the log so I can go back and find out what the stuff was and what date I took the pictures. Not so careful after I got out of college. There's a large area where I don't know when the pictures were taken, in a lot of cases where. Sort of embarrassing. Anyway, Terry, you have a great evening over there. Great to talk to you. 73 and 3SBP.
Okay, John. Been a pleasure talking to you this evening. You enjoy your photographs and download and whatever. It's all good fun. Have a nice weekend. So I'll say 73 from Norfolk, and thanks for the nice gift. So, Jeremy Garcia, you and your November 3 Sugar Bravo Papa G0 Jeff in Norfolk. Yeah, bye bye, John.
Thank you.